Blog Talk Radio. Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Good afternoon and praise the Lord and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett. I'm joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Jabez Radio 1 is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. What a mighty God we serve. That song ministered to me. What about you? Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. I just thank and praise God that I can go to the rock that is higher than I. Jesus, he is the rock. Hallelujah. Jesus is the rock, and he is our shelter in the time of storm. Jesus told us, in this life ye shall have tribulation. But Jesus also told us, consider it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you. Jesus told us to be of good courage, for we have overcome. Hallelujah. Because we have overcome, because Jesus overcame, we can overcome also by the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus that was shed for us, for you and I, that you and I may live again, that we can have everlasting life, eternal life with Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm glad about it. What about you? Today is a good day. Today is the day that the Lord has made. I shall and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen, and praise God. Thank God for my mother, Ernestine Head, who's tuning in all the way from Richmond Heights, Ohio, and also my Aunt Jean Phillips in Cleveland, Ohio. Thank you so much, Mom and Aunt Jean, for tuning in to hear a word from the Lord. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changeth not. And whatever come what may, Jesus wants us to lean not on our own understanding, but in all of our ways to acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. Jesus wants us to come unto him, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest for your weary soul. We know that we're living in the last and evil days. We see pestilences and diseases, this new disease, Omicron, and we see people are dying. People are even getting the immune shots, the immunization, vaccinations, and they're still dying. And people have become weary. Jesus told us, he says, be not weary in well-doing, for we shall reap if we faint not. So we've got to run this race with patience. Jesus says, run the race that is set before you and run. The one that runs all, he is going to be the one that's going to obtain the prize. So we must run that we might obtain that crown, that incorruptible crown, that crown of life, that when we leave this life and when this life is over, we shall wear a crown. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're talking today about the year of restoration. 2022, we've embarked upon a new year. This is a new season in our life. Jesus told us in his word, he says, old things have passed away. Behold, he said he'd make all things new. In the new year, we have an opportunity to make new, what some people do in the world, New Year's resolutions. And some, what we have now is not only New Year resolutions, but we also have, we can make a change and a new beginning. We have an opportunity to have a new beginning in not only this this life, but in Christ Jesus. We have a calling and to make. We have a calling and on our life, and we have to make the, Jesus says, let your calling, we need to let our calling and our vocation, we need to make sure of our calling. Amen. We need to know what God is requiring of us, what our purpose is on earth, and what he's expecting of us. And therefore, we can do what God has called us to do. But in this new year, we're embarking upon a year of restoration, restitution. And we're going to go into the Word of God and see about what this restitution is all about. Jesus requires that we take our rest. Amen. Jesus, he says he wants us to come unto him, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He says, and I'll give you rest. Amen. Jesus wants us to work. He said in the commandments, 6 days, but the seventh day we shall rest. Jesus commanded us to rest, and he wants us to be able to rest. Amen. Rest in him, and he wants to give us rest, and he wants to give us peace that passeth all understanding. And so in this year of restitution, we can be assured, have blessed assurance, knowing that Jesus Christ, he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and he changeth not. And he wants to refresh us. He wants to renew us. He wants to restore us. He wants to bless us. But he wants us to, most importantly, obey him. And he wants us to obey him. He says, obedience is better than sacrifice. Oftentimes, we'll chase things in life. We'll chase objects and people and all kinds of things. But Jesus wants us to chase him. He wants us to cleave to him. He wants us to seek after him. Amen. Let's go to the book of Acts and the third chapter. Acts, the third chapter. You have your Bibles, turn with me to Acts, the third chapter. Acts, the third chapter. And if you don't have your Bibles, write that down. Acts, the third chapter. Begin, we're going to begin reading at the first verse. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. Now we're going to skip down to the 21st verse, or I'm sorry, the 19th verse. We'll skip Acts 3:19 to the 19th verse. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. And this is the final verse, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for your holy word. We thank you, Father God, for your disciples. We thank you for using them, Father God, to display a message, Father God, that, to let us know that it doesn't have to be about silver or gold, but it is about you and, Father, how you have given us opportunity to be converted, to repent of our sins, and that we may live again and have everlasting life with you. So thank you, Father God, for displaying your servants, Father God, as living epistles, that we can learn from them and that we can learn of you, that you are meek and lowly, and that all these things in this life does not matter, but the only thing that matters is that we seek you, Father, first, the kingdom of God and all your righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. So we thank you, Father God, for that word, for the beautiful gate, and we thank you for the message that we can get up and we can rise, take up our bed and walk, and we can speak the word, Father, and praise you in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. This man was begging at the alms, begging alms at the beautiful gate, and he was just there, and he was always there, and people saw him begging and always looking for somebody to give him something. But Peter was bold enough to let him know before he and John entered the temple that he says, what I have, I can give you. He said, but I don't have any silver and I don't have any gold, but such as I have, I give to you. So he was imparting his spirit into this man, this beggar, in the name of Jesus. And he received his strength, and he took him by his right hand, and he let him know that, you know, I'm going to lift you up. I'm going to give you, hallelujah, what I have, this power, hallelujah, of the Holy Ghost, which is in Christ Jesus, amen, of Nazareth. There is power in the name of Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, the poor, he said, we would have with us always, amen. But he did let us know, he has come that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. And then as this beggar began to, he got up, he leaped, he walked and did what? And praised God. And this is what God is requiring us to do. He wants us to lift him up. He said, if I be lifted up, I would draw all men unto me. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because Jesus Christ, he is a rock in a weary land. Here this man was a beggar. He didn't have anything. He was looking for somebody to give him something. But Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor, even if you working in a career. He says, come unto me. You have all that you need financially, and you don't need for anything financially. But your spirit is broken. You're poor in spirit. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He says, I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest for your weary soul. He said, because I am Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus tells us in his word, there's no other name under heaven whereby men can be saved but by the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. No other name. There's power in the name. Power in the name of Jesus Christ. That is all that matters in this life. Again, he says, ye shall have trouble in this life. You're going to have trials. You're going to have Paul said, you know, if you marry, he says, you're going to have trouble. And Jesus and Paul, they didn't marry. But Paul said, if you marry, ye shall have trouble. You're going to have trouble in your marriage. You're going to have trouble in life. And Jesus said, even in his word, consider it not strange concerning the fiery trial that's to try you. So even in that poor state, you may not be financially poor, but you're spiritually poor. And you need a lifting, just like Peter lifted up the beggar. You need your spirit to be uplifted because you're broken-hearted and broken in spirit. Jesus Christ, he wants us to know that he is God, and beside him there is none other. He wants us to bow down and worship him in the spirit. He says, they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. And this beggar, he received his blessing from Peter. He received. And he received it by what? Faith. Thy faith have made thee whole. So faith, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen? And faith is what? The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So he couldn't see it, but he received it by faith. Hallelujah. He received it by when Peter lifted him up, which took him by his right hand and lifted him up. Amen? Amen. Praise be to God. Jesus Christ, he uses people. He puts people in place for us. He speaks through people, and he uses them for his glory. And Jesus wants us to be willing vessels. And if we are willing and obedient, Jesus said we'd eat the good of the land. Amen? Praise be to God. The good of the land. Willingness. A willing spirit. But Jesus also not wants us to only be willing, but he says obedient. Amen? A lot of times we make sacrifices and say, well, I'm just going to give to the poor. See? Peter could have gave to the poor, and so could John, and walked right on in the temple. But Peter was bold enough to offer him Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Offer him Jesus Christ. That's the blessing. That's the blessing. Jesus Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. So he offered him Jesus. He lifted him up with the impartation of his spirit, of the Holy Spirit, and said, hey, let me take you into the temple. Let me take you to a place. Let me take you where the feast of the Lord is going on. The table is spread, and where your cup will be filled, and your belly, your cup will run over, and your belly will be filled. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Such as I have, I give to thee. When this life is over, our money, our goods, our property will not mean anything. It is where we will spend eternity. Jesus Christ tells us after death comes the judgment. But Jesus also tells us where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So what's more important? Is it silver and gold? Is it riches? Is it property? Or is it in Christ Jesus? Because we have a body that possesses, we have a spirit and a soul. So we have a body which has a spirit, and we have a soul. So when we leave this life, our shell is left behind. The spirit is no longer there. So the spirit, where will your spirit go? Amen? Our soul is our will, our mind, and our emotions as we are here in the spiritual realm. So we want to spend eternity with Jesus Christ. So this is why Jesus tells us to walk in the Spirit, that we may not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. So walking in the Spirit naturally is partaking of the spiritual walk with Jesus. He wants us to walk, not after the flesh or the lust of the flesh, but he wants us to walk in the Spirit, supernaturally. And even though a lot of times we can't see our way, we don't know our way or what tomorrow is going to bring. He wants us to walk in the Spirit. Amen. The silver and the gold, that'll pass away. But such as I have, I give to thee. And that's Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, the author and finisher of our faith. So lay hold to eternal life. Lay hold to eternal life, everlasting life. Such as I have, I give to thee. After this world comes what? After death comes the judgment. We have to make our calling and election sure while we have the time. Amen. God is an awesome God. And he wants to bless us. He wants to refresh us. And he's telling us, come on over. Be converted. Repent of your sins. It's the time of refreshing. Don't miss out on the glory and the goodness of God as he blesses the men and women of God with milk and honey. He says, come on out of Egypt. He says, and let's cross over into that land that floweth with milk and honey. Restitution.
90 seconds.
Jesus is giving rest for our weary souls. And Jesus says, behold, he says that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So when restitution comes and refreshing comes, those are opportunities to be blessed with supernatural and natural blessings. The blessing of the Lord.
60 seconds.
The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. No sorrow. It maketh rich. The blessing of the Lord. That's the word of God. So as we enter into this new year, in 2022, restitution. Jesus is a rewarder. Remember that. Of them that diligently seek him. And he's coming, he says, he's coming with rewards in his hand. We want to receive all that God has for us. Jesus tells us in his word that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and they that dwell therein.
10 seconds.
He owns all the cattle on 1,000 hills. It all belongs to him. And we have a right. We have a right to access every single thing here on earth and in the world to come and in everlasting life. Such as I have, I give to thee. Continue to pray for one another. Continue to ask and seek God for your purpose, what it is God is calling and leading you to do in these last and evil days. And remember, don't grow weary in well-doing. Continue on to fight the good fight of faith. He said, because in due season, and this is a season of restitution, you shall reap. Hallelujah. If you faint not. God bless you.